Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tua Tagovailoa, speaking recently at a football camp in Hawaii, said contract talks have been good. He's leaving it to his agent. Well, if they've been going really good, he'd have a contract by now. I really think the Dolphins are wrestling with this. I don't know. But how do you put a value on a guy who isn't top three, but who led the league in passing last year, is wildly popular? Chris, this is a tough one for the Dolphins. This is a tough one. How do you protect yourself against injury? Even though he played all of last year, that's no guarantee he's going to be good to go for the rest of his career, that he's going to stay healthy. It's a tough one.
Yeah, it is. It is a tough one. What's the sweet spot? You know, we all know everybody wants their guy at quarterback, frame the team around him. We got a leader. We can believe in him, all that, right? You know, but yeah, you're saying it right. How much is him? How much is the all-star team and the coach around him, right? Is it, what's the injury history? It is real, right? We just saw a game in Kansas City where everybody talked about, wait, can he play in the cold and elements? And it didn't look very good in the playoffs. So those are your worry about. What's that sweet spot? I'm with you, Mike.
How many other guys out there can do what he's doing in the Mike McDaniel offense? People get mad about that, but that is a real issue for the Dolphins. We'll see if they can work it out.
And there you had it. That was Mike Florio on PFT Live just a few days ago with Chris. And Mike joins us this morning. Mike, I got to tell you, was on automatic pilot after that stuff right there.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I almost called you, and I was thinking, I wonder if every radio guy calls them when they have that moment, and I didn't want to bug you at the house. Very interesting, by the way, though, because it does make you wonder, what's your thoughts going forward on trying to get this done at the right price and everything else that you mentioned with it that we talk about so much?
Well, let me just first say this, Joe. We in the media at times get accused of liking to hear the sound of our own voice. I can tell you with 100% certainty, and I would pass any and all lie detector tests, I hate the sound of my own voice. You started playing that, and I'm like, God, who is that? God, that sounds horrible. So I might like the sound of it in my own head, but, you know, we've all had that experience. And, Joe, you and I came up at a time where there were different devices for recording our voices. But I remember the first time we had a cassette recorder, yeah, and I spoke into the microphone and they played it back. I was horrified at the sound that came out. Anyway, look, I think this is not really a big shock. He doesn't have a contract yet. He's 4 years in. He's entering his option year at a very affordable, as quarterbacks go, $23 million and change. What do the Dolphins do? He deserves a second contract. How do you value him? When you consider that the guy taken first in his class is getting $55 million a year in Joe Burrow. The guy taken one spot after him, Justin Herbert, is getting $52.5 million per year. He doesn't just split the difference between those two. He's going to be in a lower stratosphere. Where does he want to be? How high do the Dolphins want to go? What are their options? Can they find somebody else to run the offense just as well as him at a lower price? These are all factors that go into it. And if it was easy, it would already be done. And I think we have to put everything on the table. You know, the Dolphins could franchise tag him next year if they want to. They could let him become a free agent and see if somebody else is willing to make him the kind of offer he's looking for, like the Vikings did with Kirk Cousins this year, like the Cowboys might do with Dak Prescott next year. Maybe Dak Prescott's the next quarterback of the Dolphins. Who knows? But, you know, I know for all the Tua fans out there, you got to ask yourself, how much do you want to tie the team's hands under the salary cap with a quarterback who isn't Patrick Mahomes, who isn't Josh Allen, who isn't Joe Burrow? That's really the question.
Well, we know this. Everybody here in South Florida's got an opinion on Tua. We see it firsthand and how it moves the meter down here. I'm curious for you guys, when you guys do Tua stuff, where's he rank as far as just overall popularity, I guess, with the rest of the people that we cover in the NFL, that you cover?
Well, I mean, look, we try not to do our programming based upon what we think is going to be, you know, the most attractive from the standpoint of, oh, let's talk about the Cowboys. Let's force the Cowboys into the conversation. Let's force Patrick Mahomes into the conversation. We're driven by news. You know, I get accused all the time. Oh, there you are talking about Aaron Rodgers again. Well, the guy's doing something that requires me to talk about him. I'm not just coming up with some story to write about Aaron Rodgers. He goes on a podcast. He says a bunch of crazy things. That's an item for me, right? He's going to run for vice president possibly. Why is that news? Well, the guy who's currently a quarterback of the New York Jets, and he's thinking about running for vice president, how is that not news? So we're driven by what the news is. But, you know, Tua is polarizing, and polarizing implies that there are people who love him and people who hate him. I think with Tua, it's the people who ardently and zealously love him, and then there's the group of people who have no opinion slash really don't think he's all that good, but don't hate him, if that makes any sense. It's not love him, hate him. It's love him and like, yeah, he's just kind of there. That's kind of how it breaks down in my assessment whenever we talk about Tua.
Yeah, just to follow that up, they're going, because we get this all the time, well, who do we have better? I mean, it's great. You don't want to have him. Who do we have better? Like, who are we going to get that's better? Because we get that one a lot too. So I got to ask you a draft. Well, we got so much stuff to get to here in a short period of time. So 13 players going to the draft, not exactly what the commissioner wants for the big party and the big ratings on Thursday. What do you do to get more guys to come that we know are going in the first round?
Well, but Joe, you know what may be going on here. Now, from the league's perspective, the story is they want to be sure that they have guys that will definitely be drafted on the first night. They don't want guys lingering in the green room. They don't want the embarrassment for the players. They don't want the embarrassment for the league. They just don't want that. Some think that this is just pinching pennies. You know, this organization that is flush with cash, getting closer and closer to its stated goal of $25 billion in annual revenue by 2027, is just not spending money. And they only invited, now I've heard 15, maybe a little bit more. They were targeting 15 to 20. Michael Penix Jr. and Bo Nix, not invited, not regarded as surefire top 15 to 20 picks. So this is about, I think, less the players not wanting to be there versus the NFL trying to keep it to a very tight group for whatever reason, whether it's glass half full, we don't want these guys to be embarrassed if they linger, glass half empty, we're just being cheap. And I think part of the proof is going to come from, if you watch the NFL Network coverage, how many different remote locations do they have? How many reporters do they have assigned to this guy's house and that guy's house? How much money are they spending on the coverage? Because when you look at some of the other things that have happened from this 5-month hiatus for a popular morning show, that they're moving from New York to LA where they're going to get free studio space, even though they're uprooting the lives of people and causing folks to just say, I'm not moving to LA. They let a few people go from their on-air talent roster last week. There are signs there that they're being very, very careful with their money. So I'm not sure what the narrative is, but I think we'll find out when we see the overall production of the draft on NFL Network.
So we have learned, you hit on something earlier, and I agree with you on Aaron Rodgers, the Mr. Free Thinker, the guy that's smarter than everybody else, that thinks we're all a bunch of dumbasses for believing stuff. What do you think about his latest stuff about Kennedy and everything else that he came out with.
Well, he says Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is in danger because, you know, they killed his dad and his uncle. Right. And he makes this random comment about John F. Kennedy Jr., who died in a plane crash in July of 1999 because he wasn't instrument rated and he got into a late afternoon situation where the visibility wasn't there and the plane crashed. And he makes this observation, Rogers does, that it's a weird coincidence that he was running for the Senate against Hillary Clinton at the time, even though he wasn't running for the Senate against Hillary Clinton at the time. And then this suggestion that Joe Biden isn't actually Joe Biden. Look, I've got no problem with people criticizing politicians for the things they say, the things they do, their policies, whatever. But to suggest it's not the actual guy is like beyond cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And we continue to give this dumbass a platform. It's amazing to me. Now, look, if he says these things, I'm going to amplify them because I want people to know that he's dangerous with some of this stuff he spews and the stuff that he regards as gospel. And in his mind, everything is a conspiracy theory. Everything isn't what it seems. That is just asinine. He just assumes everything is a lie that the government is running. So I just think that, and you know, he loves movies and he loves to make references to movies. To me, he is the embodiment of the character played by Kevin Kline in A Fish Called Wanda, Otto. Phony intellectual, reads philosophy and thinks he understands it, is smarter than everyone, and gets very upset if anyone dares to call him stupid.
Yeah, by the way, very sensitive. Ownership, just to follow it up and I'm done with the Jet stuff. They can't be overly excited, but all they do is seem to kiss his butt no matter what. It's okay, and they're talking about chemistry of the team and keeping the noise out. He's the friggin' noise.
Yeah. That's the thing. He had his end of season press conference in January where he said we have to do only the things that are fully and completely committed to winning. And it has to be about winning games and nothing else. Then it's just a matter of weeks later that he's publicly linked by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to this independent presidential ticket. The Jets didn't know for a period of days. They didn't know whether he was doing it or not. They couldn't get in touch with him. They didn't believe he was going to do it. But, you know, the choices were he's not going to do it. He is going to do it and still try to play football, which is an ultimate distraction. Or he's just going to not play football this year. And we're going to find out when we find out. And we may be left holding the bag. And they did not believe he was going to walk away from nearly $40 million to basically, you know, be a disruptor candidate. And I think at the end of the day, the goal was give the RFK Jr. ticket a little publicity, get it talked about. And also, it's a way to inject Aaron Rodgers' name into this bloodstream of partisan politics, which he may get involved in at some point when his playing career is over. And, you know, we talked about Tua earlier being polarizing. You think of some of the politicians out there where you either love him or you hate him. Are there people that love Aaron Rodgers? I mean, he says some things that will cater to the conspiracy theorists, but it's not like he has a cult following. It's not like he's other politicians who I try not to name who have this cult following on one hand and everybody who hates him on the other hand. For Aaron Rodgers, it's either, you know, I said with Tua, you either love him or you have no opinion. I feel like with Aaron Rodgers, you either have no opinion or you hate him.
Yeah, a little different family there. So I got to ask you about Mr. Rice. He waits almost 2 weeks before he really turns himself in there. I know you've studied this and you have a legal background. Help me out a little bit on where this thing's headed. I know I've asked you before, now that some of these things have come out. I saw one of his buddies from his college also basically got suspended from the team. What do you think happens and how quickly, Mike, will it take to happen?
You know, Joe, it's interesting to me how the NFL is handling this. They have issued a couple of different responses to emails I've sent about the Rice situation, and they say we're monitoring the developments. The Chiefs have had no comment. I asked them if they had anything to say after the 8 felony charges were filed against Rice this week. The only thing they've said came from team president Mark Donovan on April 1, and he basically said, well, we're just fortunate no one got injured in the accident. Well, people did get injured in the accident. So I don't know if he was just distracted by the fact that they had that vote the next day where they didn't get the public money they were looking for to renovate Arrowhead Stadium, but he was just factually wrong. And I think right now, when you consider where we are, we're on the cusp of the start of the offseason program for the Chiefs on Monday. Something needs to happen today. He either needs to be suspended by the league on the commissioner exempt list today, or they need to reach an agreement between the team and Rashee Rice, like they did 5 years ago between the team and Tyreek Hill. Remember, there's a lot of whitewashing that gets done with Tyreek Hill's background, but there was a broken arm suffered by his son, and that came to light in April of 2019, and he was investigated and ultimately exonerated. And the tragedy of that was nobody was prosecuted for breaking that boy's arm. But back when that happened, the Chiefs and Tyreek Hill agreed that he would step away from the rest of the offseason program. So I think Rice, however it plays out, at some point today, we need to hear he's not going to be at the offseason program, because these are a felony charges. He was street racing in a way that could have killed someone. Yeah. The NFL needs to use this as an example to make sure these other players who are out there in cars that have speedometers that go to 200 miles an hour, and I don't know why in the hell the speedometers go up that high and you expect people not to drive at least half of the capacity of the, and I'm not saying it's right, but it's tempting when you're a young kid who's got access to this car and you're used to having that rush of going out there and taking risks and engaging in behaviors that others don't. You can't put other people at risk. If you put yourself at risk, that's your business. You put other people at risk, that's a problem. This is the occasion for the NFL and the Chiefs to send a clear statement that this isn't going to be tolerated, even though there was no intent to injure. It was a level of recklessness that cannot be ignored.
Yeah. Wow. Going to be really interesting. Kansas City's got to know going forward in case they need to get another wide receiver. So I'm just going to be really interesting. Next couple weeks going to be wild. Mike, thank you, man. Really appreciate you coming on as always. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Have a great weekend, buddy.
You too. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joining us this morning. Talk a little bit about some of the issues that are going on in the National Football League. The draft now less than 2 weeks away. And we got a lot more stuff to get to. Alex Donald's going to join us. Talk a little bit about the Miami Hurricanes. They get set for that final scrimmage tomorrow. You can hear that right here on Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.